心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你再给我们有许多的机会可以和弟兄姊妹聚在你的跟前。
You give us much opportunity to gather before you with brothers and sisters.
主啊，愿下午这点时间也是你对我们说话的时候。
Lord, may this afternoon be a time for you to speak to us.
求主开通我们里面的耳朵。
Lord, open the ear in our hearts.
我们实在能够听见你自己的声音。
That we can hear your voice.
也求主开通我们里面的眼睛。
Lord, also open the eyes in our hearts.
让我们能够看见你慈爱的面容。
That we can see your loving face.
也求主开通我们里面的心。
Lord, also open our hearts.
我们实在能感觉你在这里。
That we can really feel that you're here.
主啊，是的，离了你，我们什么都不能做。
Lord, indeed, outside of you, we can do nothing.
我们实在是何等的需要你。
We really need you.
愿下午这点时间，你借着你的灵，把你的同在丰丰富富的赏赐下来。
Lord, may this afternoon, through your Spirit, you give us your own presence abundantly.
好叫我们在你里面彼此有交通。
That we indeed can have fellowship in you.
让我们能对十字架。不仅有更深的认识
so that not only we have a deeper understanding of the cross,
让我们在生活侍奉中更多经历十字架的工作
that indeed we can experience the work of the cross in our life and in our service.
愿主把我们做得全备
Lord, we pray that you can work in us so that we can be perfect.
让我们在地上能够把你所喜悦的侍奉献给你
that indeed we can offer you the service that would be pleasing to you.
主啊，我们众人的心都爱你。
Lord, our hearts love you.
我们把一切的敬拜归给你。
To you, be all the worship.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
And listen to our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的。
In the name of the preciousness of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们像昨天下午一样啊，开头呢。一段时间我们有一点点交通
Just like yesterday afternoon we would like to start with a very short fellowship
也许是大概半个钟头
Perhaps half an hour
然后下面的时间呢我们就会请几位弟兄做见证
And for the remaining time we would have brothers and sisters give testimony
若是我们有多的时间
If you have more time,
我们也开放给其他弟兄姊妹可以起来做见证
We also open to other brothers and sisters to give testimony
我先请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读两个地方的圣经
We ask brothers and sisters to read two scriptures with you
我们先看加拉太书第六章
Galatians chapter 6
加拉太书第六章
Galatians chapter 6
第十四节
Verse 14
但我断不以别的夸口只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架因这十字架就我而论世界已经钉在十字架上就世界而论我已经钉在十字架上
But far be itFrom me, to boast save the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the world is crucified to me, and I to the world.
我们再请看哥林多前书第一章
First Corinthians chapter 1.
我们从十八节读到二十五节
18 through 25.
因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙在我们得救的人却为神的大能就如经上所记我要灭绝智慧人的智慧废弃聪明人的聪明智慧人在哪里文士在哪里这世上的辨识在哪里神岂不是叫这世上的智慧变成愚拙吗世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人这就是神的智慧犹太人是要神迹希腊人是求智慧我们却是传钉十字架的基督在犹太人为绊脚石在外邦人为愚拙 但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希利尼人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧，因为神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。
This is from 18 through 26. For the word of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us that are saved it is God's power. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and set aside the understanding of the understanding ones. Where is the wise? Where is scribe? Where disputer of this world? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom has not known God, God has been pleased by the foolishness of the preaching to save those that believe. Since Jews indeed ask for signs, and the Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, to Jews an offense, and to nations foolishness, but to those who are called, both Jews and the Greeks, Christ God's power and God's wisdom. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man.
第三十节
Verse 30.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁。
But of him are you in Christ, Christ Jesus, who has been made to us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and holiness, and redemption.
第二章第一节到第八节
Chapter 2, verses 1-8.
今天早晨江弟兄也带我们读过一些
This morning, Brother Kong has read a few of them.
弟兄们，我从前到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊，我说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的名证，叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。然而在完全人中我们也讲智慧，但不是这世上的智慧，也不是这世上有权有位将要败亡之人的智慧。我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的。这智慧世上有权有位的人没有一个知道的，他们若知道，就不把荣耀的主钉在十字架上。
Verse 1-8. And I, when I came to you, brethren, came not in excellence of word or wisdom, announcing to you the testimony of God.For I did not judge it well to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear, and in much trembling, and my word and my preaching, not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith might not stand in man's wisdom, but in God's power. But we speak wisdom among the perfect, but wisdom not of this world, not of the rulers of this world,came to naught. But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, that hidden mystery, wisdom which God had predetermined before the age for our glory, which none of the princes of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
我们昨天下午呢，开头时候和弟兄姊妹们已经略略的讲到了。
Yesterday, when we started, we very briefly explained to brothers and sisters.
这十字架呢，是神永远的思想。
The cross was is an eternal thought of God.
我想这两天，我们的弟兄们已经把这个点已经讲的是很清楚。
And for these past couple of days, our brothers have explained this point very clearly.
但是我们从圣经里面看见，侍奉也是神永远的思想。
But from the Bible, to serve.Is also eternal thought of God.
我们晓得这是从过去的永远到将来的永远。
This is from the eternity past to the eternity in the future.
那我们知道十字架跟侍奉是有密切的关系。
And we know the cross is closely related to service.
十字架连于神永远的旨意。
The The cross is connected to the eternal purpose of God.
侍奉是用来完成神永远的旨意。
Service to accomplish the eternal purpose of God.
所以我们看见主耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上。
So we see our Lord Jesus coming to earth, Word becoming flesh.
他在肉身中是借着十字架完成了神的旨意。
In flesh, he has accomplished the will of God.
我们晓得主在十字架不仅献上完美的祭。
We know that our Lord Jesus he not only has offered perfect sacrifice on the cross，
满足父神的心。
Satisfy the heart of the Father。
我们晓得主耶稣基督钉十字架。
We know that our Lord Jesus crucified，
也成了一个榜样，成了一个模型。
He also is an example, a model。
或者说呢，也成了一条明确的路。
In another word,He becomes a way.
所以今天呢，我们的侍奉乃是按照主的样式行。
So today our service is according to the pattern of our Lord.
所以我们的侍奉到底有没有价值
？So whether our service has any value,
有没有意义
？Any meaning?
就是我们的侍奉是不是符合于主的那个样式
？And is our service according to the pattern of our Lord?
也就是是否能够按照十字架的原则。
That is to say, are we serving the Lord according to the principle and meaning of the cross?
我们知道，如果今天我们的侍奉不在十字架的原则和意义的里面
，If today we serve not in the principle and meaning of the cross,
那个侍奉可能会变成草木和箭
，And that service may become wood, hay, and stubble.
那可能在最后审判的时候，在神跟前是一点的价值
，And
they 都没有
，In the judgment.Seek before God, that would be of zero value.
我们知道主不仅在十字架上为我们做了一个完全的榜样。
We know that our Lord not only He has set a perfect example for us on the cross.
我们看见在头一个世纪
，In the first century,
那使徒保罗
，Apostle Paul,
他能够效法主的样式。
He could imitate the pattern of our Lord.In serving God.
我们昨天讲到十字架好像是主钉的。
And we say that yesterday our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross.
但是大部分十字架的意义好像都是保罗来解释的。
Now it seems the meaning of the cross, much of it was explained by Apostle Paul.
我们觉得头一个世纪啊，使徒们中间解释十字架意义最丰富、最清楚的就是保罗。
In the first century, Apostle Paul explained the meaning of the cross the most clearly and most thoroughly among the writings of apostles.
他不仅认识十字架的意义
Not only he knows the meaning of the cross,
并且他有最丰富的解释
And also he has the most abundant interpretation.
除此之外，我们看见保罗也是一个完全的十字架的实行者
In addition,He is the perfect practitioner of the cross.
特别保罗能把这个十字架的意义运用在我们的侍奉里面。
Especially, Paul was able to apply the meaning of the cross in his service.
我们从保罗的书信里面可以看见。
From his epistles.
当我们一个人要侍奉神的时候
，When a man serves God,
好像这里有三个大的障碍。
There seems to be three obstacles.
这三个大的障碍呢，都需要借着十字架的经历，那么来把它除去。
All these three obstacles need to be abolished through the cross.
那么第一个呢，就是人的肉体，人的己。
The first is the flesh, the self of man.
昨天下午呢，我想我们已经在这个点上有了交通，弟兄们也很好的见证。
And yesterday we have some fellowship on this point and also some testimonies.
保罗在加拉太书第二章二十节很清楚告诉我们
，In Galatians chapter 2:20，
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Paul says I have been crucified with Christ。
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督。
No longer I who live, but Christ lives in me。
所以在侍奉上面，弟兄姊妹们，我们必须看见我们与基督已经同钉十字架。
So in service we must see that we have been crucified with Christ。
人的己，人的肉体，实在是侍奉上非常大的。
And the self, the flesh of man, is indeed the big obstacle in service.
第二方面
The second aspect.
那我想这个大的障碍就是世界
The a big obstacle is the world.
那保罗在加拉太书第六章也很清楚告诉我们。
And Paul in Galatians chapter 6 told us.
他说就着世界而论呢，我已经被钉在十字架上。
To the world, I have been crucified.
就着我而论，世界被钉在十字架上。
And to me, the world is crucified.
所以十字架也解决这个世界的问题。
Therefore, the cross also solves the problem of the world.
当然，我们知道今天世界的这个荣华富贵、物质的东西会吸引很多神的百姓。
Although today we know that the riches and the various things in the world attract God's people.
那么成为我们的侍奉上面的很大的障碍。
It becomes a very a big obstacle in our service.
但是这些东西的大部分来讲，对一些比较年幼的一些基督徒的影响比较多一点。
Now, but it seems that the world has more influence on the younger brothers and sisters.
对一些比较稍微爱主的人的弟兄姊妹。
And but to those who the brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
不是说这方面对我没有试探引诱。
Not to say that these the world is not a temptation.
但至少呢，我们会奋战。
But at least we can fight against it.
但是呢，关于世界还有另外一个东西。
But regarding the world, there's another thing.
这个在今天许多爱主的弟兄姊妹中间，侍奉主的弟兄姊妹也成为很大的难处。
Now even it is a big problem. Even among brothers and sisters today who love the Lord and serve the Lord.
那就是天然智慧的问题，世上智慧的问题。
That is the natural wisdom or the wisdom of this world.
我们晓得今天这个世界的智慧啊，人的智慧在主的工作上成为非常大的障碍。
And we know that today the natural wisdom or the wisdom of the world is a big obstacle in the work of God.
我想今天下午等等我们就在这个点上。
And this afternoon, we will try to focus on this point.
那么第三个点呢，就是我明天下午要交通的。
And the third point, which we will share tomorrow afternoon.
就在侍奉上啊，我们有这个隔断的墙，在以弗所书第二章告诉我们有隔断的墙的这个难处。
In the service, there is this difficulty of a dividing wall.
侍奉的目的呢，乃是促进教会的合一的。
And one of the purposes of service is that we can have oneness.In the church.
但是我们有所谓形式上面的一种的困扰和难处。
But it seems that we have a difficulty or disruption in certain form.
啊，这个呢，我想是我们明天下午我们在主面前一同来交通的。
And that would be our focus tomorrow afternoon.
那弟兄姊妹，我们知道保罗特别在哥林多前书里面呢讲到这个天然的智慧在教会里面所产生的影响。
Paul in 1 Corinthians talks about the effect of this natural wisdom in the church.
我想这个天然的智慧在侍奉上面呢，的确带来有非常大的一个难处。
The natural wisdom indeed is bringing in a big, huge difficulty in service.
对于我们来讲的话呢
，to us，
天然的智慧是很好用的东西。
The natural wisdom is some good tool.
啊，所以我们看见在今天基督教里面普遍的啊，这个大家都很容易运用所谓的天然智慧。
And in Christianity today, it is very easy and very popular for people to use natural wisdom.
但是保罗很清楚告诉我们，今天教会的建立，我们的侍奉是需要用神给的智慧，不是用天然的智慧。
But Paul very clearly told us that to serve God in His church, we have to use the wisdom from on high, from God.
但是我们不会用神那个所谓的奥秘的智慧，那我们用天然智慧，我们觉得非常方便。
But because we do not know how to use the wisdom of God in the mystery, so we think it's very convenient just to use natural wisdom.
那么天然的智慧呢，会带来一种很大的难处。
The natural wisdom brings in very significant difficulty.
今天大多数神的儿女，特别年轻的弟兄姊妹，很难分辨什么是从神来的智慧，什么是天然的智慧。
And most young brothers and sisters, it seems to be very hard for them to distinguish what is the wisdom from God and what is the wisdom from natural man.
我们知道保罗最后写信给提摩太的时候。
So finally, when Paul wrote to Timothy,
保罗也对提摩太说，你要躲避那些似是而非的学问。
So you have to avoid those theories that appear to be right, but actually it's wrong.
我想对基督徒来讲，是就是，不是就不是，这个容易分辨。
For Christians, it is easy to distinguish what is right from wrong.
最困难的是什么呢？是似是而又非，看起来像又不是，这个最难分辨。
But the hard thing is to distinguish what appears to be right, but actually is wrong.
我们知道这个是一个天然的智慧所带来的一个大的难处。
And this is what's the difficulty that's brought in by natural wisdom.
所以当保罗来到哥林多教会中服事的时候
，So when Paul came to Corinth,
我们读到他在第二章里面所写到的，觉得很稀奇。
And when we come to the second chapter, some of the statement is amazing.
他说我在你们那里啊，又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊。
He says, I came to you weak.And fear and trembling.
我从前呢不太懂这句话什么意思。
Now in the past I did not quite understand this.
我想保罗总是一个很刚强的人。
And I thought Paul was a very strong man.
保罗是这个不畏惧任何的权势。
And Paul has no fear for any power.
我们看见他这个33年时间在这个地中海的沿岸啊，那么在那里到处传福音，碰见任何的人。
So we saw that for 33 years when he was preaching gospel in the coast of Mediterranean, whoever he come up with, and he has no fear.
为什么到了哥林多时，他说我又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊呢？
Now why coming to Corinth, he says, I am in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling.
所以我开头想象，我说因为哥林多这个教会很麻烦。
So I thought originally that because there is so much trouble in the Corinthian church.
那里的人不太好办，他们很凶。
And brothers and sisters over there, they are, it's hard to deal with. They are very strong willed.
所以连保罗去那里，心里面都害怕。
So even when Paul, who went over there, will be trembling.
我们知道保罗去哥林多的教会，遭受他们这个轻视和他们的批评。
We know that when Paul went to the church of Corinth,And he was actually despised and criticized by them.
这个哥林多人曾经讲保罗说啊，他这个其貌不扬，言语粗俗。
And the Corinthians actually criticized Paul as the one who doesn't look stately, and he will speak in whose speech is not impressive.
那我想今天呢，对我们来讲，保罗在我们心目中间是个伟人呢，对吧？
And today, Paul is a great man. In our,
是谁的伟人呢？
In our sight, we think that he is a spiritual giant.
但是在教会的这个传说里面呢，
But in the tradition of the church,
就说保罗这个人呢，长得不太好看。
Say Paul doesn't have a stately outlook.
我觉得中文圣经呢，我们常常都是翻得很文雅。
And the Chinese translation normally is very elegant.
啊，我们在说他其貌不扬，这句话是很非常的这个优雅的中国字啊，形容一个人很丑的。
And in Chinese, actually, it is a very delicate way to say that he looks ugly.
那其实原你直的讲，就是他长得不好看。
And to put it straightly, is the criticism is that Paul looks ugly.
他给你的印象呢，不是说一表人才的。
Now he doesn't appear to you as the one who is handsome.
非常的高大。
He is not handsome. He's not tall.
或者我们中国人讲的温文儒雅啊，这个有学问的一个学者。
Or as Chinese say, he is somebody who looks mild, who looks very learned.
我甚至看见有一次有一本书里面描述讲到保罗。
And I actually read a book once which described.
说他的个子很矮的。
It says that he was actually short.
有点驼背。
He has hunchback.
那个样子呢，还有好像有点萎缩，这种萎缩。
And looks like he is always afraid of things.
我想他这是像我们的主耶稣一样，这个没有加薪美容。
And I think he doesn't have a comely figure like our Lord Jesus.
像根出于干地的。
It's like a tender root coming out from parchment.
所以哥林多人呢，第一眼看见他都不喜欢他了。
So at the first sight, Corinthians didn't like him.
因为哥林多人啊，今天早晨江弟兄提到，哥林多人是。非常讲究体面。
And this morning, as our brother Stephen mentioned, the Corinthians they pay attention to the look.
样子看起来是还要很好看。
And this person's image has to look very impressive.
那保罗呢，讲话呢又很粗鲁，很
And the word, the Paul's speech seems to be very rough.
那么哥林多人讲话呢，都是很文雅，非常带有修辞的。
And the Corinthians, when they speak, they seem to be very elegant.
所以当初保罗来到哥林多的时候，有一部分人他们就这样不喜欢他。
So when Paul first came to Corinth, some of them did not like him.
但其实呢，弟兄姊妹，我们晓得啊，这哥林多人是很虚伪的。
But we know, brothers and sisters, the Corinthians, at that time, some of them are not honest.
表面看起来好像是一表人才，其实呢，我们知道哥林多是一个很淫乱的地方。
On the surface, they look, people over there look very stately, but the place is actually very corrupt.
那么难道是因为哥林多人这样的批评保罗，所以保罗到那去变得又软弱又惧怕又战惊吗？
But Paul felt weak and in fear and trembled. Is it because he was criticized by these people?
那么后来呢，弟兄姊妹，我有一点这样的领会。
But later, I have this understanding.
保罗是怕什么？他不是怕别人。
Paul was not afraid of others.
他那是怕他的自己。
He is afraid of himself.
因为当他来到哥林多的时候。
Because when he comes to Corinth.
我们晓得哥林多是一个受希腊文化影响很深的地方。
Corinth was deeply influenced by the Greek culture.
所以那里的人喜欢呢，这个讲高言大志，讲一些这些。高深的啊，用这些话语。
So and the Corinthians like to speak things in a high tone, in a philosophical tone.
所以你知道，一个有学问的人啊，碰见另外一些有学问的人呢。
So a learned man when he come to contact with other learned men,
很自然的哈，会被挑起这种的欲望啊，想用学问来压倒别人。
And very naturally he would be aroused to actually match.The wisdom of the other.
所以保罗来到哥林多的时候，他是里面感觉有这种的试探在里面。
So when Paul came to Corinth, he felt this temptation inside.
你们懂得亚里士多德吗？我比你们懂得更多。
If you know Aristotle, I know him more.
你们懂得柏拉图吗？我可以讲起来比你们讲得更高明。
If you know Plato, I can talk about Plato more than you do.
弟兄姊妹们，保罗这个时候有个心内心深处的一个恐惧。
So that is a fear that Paul has.
保罗因此对他们说：“我定义在你们中间不知道别的。”
And Paul said to them, "I have determined that when I come to you, I know nothing other than
只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。”
Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
弟兄姊妹，这个时候我们看见保罗乃是回到十字架的原则里面。
Now here Paul returns to the principle of the cross.
他知道他的天然的东西在这里有一个非常大的一个对他来讲一个影响。
So he knows that there is a very strong intention, inclination inside of him to somehow to use this natural wisdom.
所以因此保罗在那里没有用他天然的智慧来传。
Therefore, Paul did not use the natural wisdom to deal with the situation.
他那是靠用神的圣灵和大能的名证。
And he only used the demonstration of the Holy Spirit and the power of God.
所以我们会看见保罗在侍奉上面。
So we see that Paul in his service.
他对于天然的智慧。
Now regarding the natural wisdom,
他觉得这件事情是需要借着十字架把他钉死的。
And he feels that this thing needs to be crucified through the cross.
保罗也告诉我们，天然的智慧啊，只有会把十字架看成愚拙。
He also told us that the natural wisdom would consider the cross as foolishness.
天然的智慧呢，在神看来也是愚拙。
And but the natural wisdom also in the eyes of God is foolishness.
神的话多清楚，他说我要灭绝智慧人的智慧。
And the word of God is so clear that I will abolish the wisdom of the wise.
神要灭绝这个智慧。
And God wants to abolish it.
那么我们还用这个智慧吗？
And then do we want to use?
神要废弃聪明人的聪明。
And God wants to put aside the wisdom of the wise.
所以保罗借着十字架致死。他这个肉体的这个智慧。
So Paul through the cross would put to death his natural wisdom.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters，
我们看见今天地上的教会。
When we see the churches in on the earth，
人呢好像这个事无残疾的啊，这个运用天然的智慧。
And it seems that men would use the natural wisdom without any restraint.
啊，我们都晓得今天。在这个地上教会的光景被这个所谓人文主义的东西的这个侵入，那是我想是空前的一
Now, in the Church of God today, it seems that the influence of humanism is unprecedented.
我常常想，今天用这种的情况，好像把保罗呢看成个愚昧人。
Now, it seems that this condition staying happening in the church, it seems that they consider Paul as foolish.
好像我们突然之间发现了天然的智慧是很好用的。
And suddenly it seems that we feel that we find the natural wisdom to be so useful.
为什么保罗当初不用呢？
And how come you, Paul, did not use this at that
time? 你有这么多的智慧，这么聪明的头脑。
You have so much wisdom, you have so much brain.
你看你在那里不用。
And you did not use it.
好像把保罗看成了这个愚昧人。
Now you are foolish.
那么弟兄姊妹们呢？
But brothers and
sisters, 我们知道保罗是一个认识神的人。
We know that Paul knows God.
他认识那个十字架的意义。
He knows the meaning of the cross.
他知道在侍奉上面你是不可以用天然的智慧。
He knows that we cannot use the natural wisdom in service.
我们看见在头一个世纪。
In the first century,
使徒们在侍奉上面，当碰见天然的智慧的时候，他们是战惊恐惧的。
When they come face to face with the natural wisdom in the matter of serving God, they are in trembling.
在地上的教会。
And today, for the churches on earth,
好像我们看见这样的情况。
It seems we do not see this condition.
我们好像反过来。
It seems we are on the opposite.
大量的运用人的智慧。
We use the human natural wisdom without limit.
结果我们发现会产生很多似是而非的这些学问出来。
Then we see a lot of the theories which appear to be right.
在教会的侍奉上产生很大的难处。
Now it causes much difficulty in the service in the church.
保罗说犹太人要神迹。
And Paul says the Jews want miracles.
希腊人要智慧。
The Greeks want wisdom.
他说我们就是传递十字架的基督。
But we preach Christ.
好像保罗在这里给我们看见有三种选择。
It seems that Paul shows us three choices.
那么弟兄姊妹，到底今天我们的侍奉是站在哪一边呢？
Brothers and sisters, on which side do we stand?
你是站在犹太人这一面吗？
Are you standing on the side of the Jews?
我们只求着外面所看见这许多神迹。
That we are looking for miracles.
那么也许我们或者我们是站在希腊人这一边呢？我们只求智慧。
Or are we standing on the side of the Greek?Looking for wisdom.
但是保罗说，在蒙召的人是包括希腊人和犹太人的。
But Paul says that for us who are called, either Jews or Greek,
他们都知道基督是我们的能力。
We all know that Christ is our power.
那么神不是不给我们智慧。
It is not that God does not give us wisdom.
在哥林多前书一章三十节告诉我们，神是基督成为我们的智慧。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, it says, God has made Christ.
所以今天要侍奉神，
today, if you want to serve God,
要建立主的教会，
to establish his church,
必须以基督为智慧。
Christ has to be the wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，人的智慧是什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, what is the wisdom of man?
保罗告诉我们，只有高言大志。
Paul says those are high words.
啊，我们用哲学、文学、艺术、宗教上的神秘的言语。
In all these mysterious languages from literature, from philosophy.
我曾经看过有一本书，它上面讲，他说他把世界宗教所有的经典都拿来比较一下。
And I have read a book. The author says that he has collected all the writings of the religions of.
比较的结果呢，是基督教的圣经呢是最浅的。
And he found that out of the many books, the Bible is the most shallow.
所以因此呢，变成今天我们很多人呢，我们希望呢，能把那个哲学的言语、科学的言语、那些宗教神秘的言语，把它运用在圣经的里面。
So today, oftentimes there are people who want to use the language of the philosophy, the language of science, in the work in the God, in the work in God.
所以因此这样呢，可以提高圣经的水平呢。
It seems that by this they can raise the standard of the Bible.
我们来帮助我们的主，对吧？
And let's help our Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
我们晓得这些高言大志不是神所要的。
We know that these words of high words of wisdom is not what God wants.
保罗说，我也没用智慧委婉的言语。
And Paul says, I do not use these the wise a very winding road.
凭着自己的学问，凭着这些说服力。
And by my own learning, and by my own persuasiveness.
我晓得今天新派的这些信徒们、新派的神学家们呢，他们就是力求呢，要把圣经中所有的这些神迹奇事用合理的说法，那么来把它说明。
And these modern theologists want to try to interpret the things in the Bible according to the wisdom of the world now.
保罗没有用这个。
Paul did not.
保罗说，世间人智慧是不认识神的。
Paul says the wisdom of the world, they did not know God.
并且这个智慧只有把主耶稣钉在十字架上。
And that wisdom would only crucify the Lord on the cross.
感谢神。
Thank God.
今天我们能得救的人。
Today for us who are saved.
弟兄姊妹，神把他的智慧赐给我们。
God has given us His wisdom.
只有这个智慧明白神的奥秘。
Only that wisdom can lead us to understand the mystery of God.
明白神施恩。
To understand the things that God has given to us through His grace. And that allows us to interpret the spiritual things using the language that the Holy Spirit gives us.
甚至保罗告诉我们说，如果你活在圣灵的这个带领中，你可以参透万事。
And Paul even said, if you live in the leading of the Holy Spirit, you can understand all.
所以保罗告诉我们，天然的智慧必须要借着十字架把它铲除。So
Paul told us that natural wisdom has to be abolished through the cross.
作为神的儿女，你不是没有智慧，基督已经在你里面是智慧。So
be a child of God, you do have Christ in you, therefore you do have the wisdom.
我们要求主。We
ask the Lord.
我们要接受圣灵在里面的带领。We
have to accept the leading of the Holy Spirit.
主会在侍奉上。
And the Lord will give us wisdom in our service of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们在侍奉上面,
so dear brothers and sisters,
保罗告诉我们这个天然的智慧，世界的智慧，是今天在主工作上面的一个很大很大的障碍。
Paul told us the natural wisdom, the wisdom of the world, is a big obstacle in the service.
请问一下，我们看见不仅保罗他在当时侍奉神的。
We see that not only Paul was very careful when he was serving God.
他严格地受十字架原则的这个约束。
And he was controlled by the principle of the cross.
那以后教会历史中，我们看见有很多神的儿女们也是活在这样的光景中。
In the history of the church, we see that many children of God they also live under this principle.
所以今天，如果我们的侍奉要在神跟前能够算得出有价值。
So today, if we want our service to be valuable, to be counted for God,
非常的防备天然的智慧，啊，
we really have to guard against natural wisdom permeating in God's word.
对不起，我讲多了，我想我只能停在这。
I have to stop here.
那么下面呢，我请几位弟兄们上来能够做一点见证。
And we want to invite several brothers to come here and give a testimony.
我仍旧请我们金台弟兄啊，帮我们记下时。
And Brother John will count, will monitor time for us.
我昨天下午大家都知道他很有恩典。
And yesterday afternoon, our brother has grace.
所以我请他做一次，因为他很有恩典。
And we ask our brother to do this because he is gracious.
有的弟兄们讲得很长了，他都不敲。
And some of us talk too long, he didn't.
那我们希望下午这段时间呢，能给大家一点机会，能够。
And this afternoon, we hope to really give opportunities, brother and sister, to give testimony.
Okay. Is Brother Ben here?
Okay. Brother Ben.
I was brought up in a Christian home in Canada.
than 30 years I was in this denomination.
30年的光景，我是在一个我生长在一个基督徒的家中长大。30年的光景，我是在一个宗派的里头。
For the most part, this denomination, they preach the gospel and people get saved. It's true.
这个宗派呢，也传福音，也有人得救。
But for the most part, or most of them, I believe, are of this persuasion that they believe that we as men are a dichotomy.
他们说是这样，就是我们是人的话呢，就是我们里头是一人分成两部分。
They do not believe that we are spirit, soul, and body.
他们不相信我们是里头是灵，我们是灵魂和身体。
They believe that we are body, and the spirit and soul are one.
他们说我们是分成两部分，一部分是身体，另外一部分是灵魂合在一起。
So you can imagine the confusion that comes with that.
你可以想象。这个说法带出来的一个混乱。
Somehow by the grace of God, He put a hunger, a spiritual hunger in my heart for Him.
不知如何，那个神把一个灵里面的饥渴放在我里头。
And since then, I have come to believe that if we have the gift of hunger, this is one of the most precious things that God does in our lives.
后来我就相信，若是我们里头对主有这么样一个饥渴，那么他就把一个很宝贵的东西放在我里头。
I began to seek the Lord as I was reading biographies of great men and women of God.
我就开始来寻求神，我开始读一些主里面的弟兄姊妹们的传记。
And then a friend recommended a book to me that I began to read. It's called The Normal Christian Life.
那么有一个朋友就推荐一本书给我读，这本书就是《正常基督徒的生活》。
What I understood for those first more than 30 years of my life was only the redemption of the cross.
我这是过去三十年，在那个以前三十年来，我所领会的只是十字架里头救赎的那部分。
I knew nothing about the fellowship of the cross.
我不懂得这个十字架的交通。
And didn't know there was such a thing.
我不懂得有这么一个东西。
I was right in the church in Laodicea.
我其实我那个时候就是在这个老底家的教会里头。
That is an amazing church for this reason.
这是一个老底家的教会，是一个很奇特的教会，为了这个原因。
They were blind spiritually, but they didn't know it.
他们属灵是瞎眼的，可是他们不知道。
And I think every literal person in the New Testament that was blind, they knew that they were blind.
在我们读新约的时候，有很多人他们是瞎了眼的，可是他们瞎了眼，他们知道。
And they were desperate.
他们觉得这个好像是 desperate. 非常急迫。
Yeah, Brother Kong mentioned that this morning that we need to be desperate.
在我们江弟兄今天早上提到，我们心里头有个急迫的感觉。
So I went away to seek the Lord. I had never done anything like that. I was working in a factory in Canada, but we were going to have a week's holiday, and I went away to seek the Lord. I'd never done anything like that before.
我在加拿大是在一个工厂里面做事，那个时候有一个礼拜放假的时间。我从来没一辈子没做过这样的事情。我那一个礼拜，我就去寻求。
And before that, I had tried to read The Normal Christian Life, the book.
在那个放假以前，我就要试着读这个正常基督徒的生活。
And I loved the first chapter because the first chapter speaks about the value of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我很喜欢那第一章，因为第一章说到耶稣基督的宝血的价值。
And when I came to the second chapter, which talks about the work of the cross, there was a veil over my eyes. I could not understand anything.
可是来到第二章讲到十字架的工作，我的眼前就好像一个幔子，什么都不懂。
In fact, my wife gives her testimony that she could not understand the explanation that Brother Nee gives at the bottom of the first page of that chapter, what the work of the cross is.
我妻子跟我说， 说他没办法懂得在那一章一开始，尼弟兄对这个十字架的工作有一个解释，我的妻子没办法懂得那个解释是什么意思。
I went away to seek the Lord, and I had four questions that I wanted the Lord to answer.
然后我去寻求主，我对主有四个问题。
He never answered any of them.
他从来没有回答我任何一个问题。
But he operated on me.
但是他开始在我身上做事。
In Colossians, Paul talks about the operation of God.
And 哥罗西书，保罗说到神的工作。
And he began to take away the veil from my eyes.
他就开始把我眼前的幔子打掉。
And that is why I say that without divine revelation, I would never be able to understand anything about the work of the cross.
所以我说，若是不是因为神给我里头的启示，我从来没有办法来靠我自己来明白十字架的工作。
I came away from that encounter with the Lord, where the Lord had done something very great in my life.
我就是那次寻求主，也遇见了主。我离开的时候，从那个时候开始，主就在我身上做了一个很大的工作。
I have come to understand since that time many years ago.
从那个时候，那是好几年以前。从那个时候开始，我就开始明白一件事情。
That he just opened my eyes a little bit.
那个时候，他只不过是把我的眼睛打开一点点。
And I still need him so much to give me divine revelation.
我仍旧是这样的需要他来打开我的眼睛，让我有从天上来的启示。
There is a scripture that has become very precious to me. It's a prayer in Psalm 119.
在诗篇119篇有一个祷告是对我来讲非常宝贵。
There is an amazing thing that happens when the Lord begins to give you revelation.
那当主开始给你启示的时候，你奇妙的事情发生了。
He becomes so much greater in your vision the more he shows you that actually you begin to feel less and less because he just is magnified as he begins to give you revelation.
当启示开始的时候，你发觉它越来越大，你自己越来越小。
The verse is in verse 18 of chapter 119 of Psalm.
诗篇119篇第十八节。
It's the prayer of the psalmist, and it says this. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law.
求你开我的眼睛，使我看出你律法中的奇妙。
I just wanted to give this testimony this afternoon to underscore this fact that how much we need divine revelation.
我给这个小小的见证，需要跟弟兄姊妹说，我们多么需要从上面来的启示。
I cannot open your eyes.
我不能帮助你开眼睛。
You cannot open mine.
你也不能帮助我开眼睛。
I cannot even open my own.
我甚至不能开我自己的眼睛。
I need him to come and open my eyes.
我需要他来开我的眼睛。
So that I can see this tremendous work of the cross in our lives and how God wants to use this from day to day.
好让我能够懂得这个十字架的工作，而且懂得十字架的工作怎么样应用，神怎么用这个工作在我的身上。 because this sister in the Lord, her father was a pastor.
所以他大概是经历过做一个传道人的一个孩子的一个难处。
So she probably has experienced the difficulty of being the children of a preacher.
可能做一个牧师的，可能是不管在家庭生活或者在教会里头，真是可能弄到教徒乱入的。
Now to be a pastor, then whether the life in the home or life in the church will become very difficult.
我当时也不太注意，我说那出来全世界服侍会有这么难吗？
Now, I did not understand at that time. I thought to myself, would it be so difficult to come out and serve the Lord full-time?
经过这个将近20年嘛。
But after 20 years,
也不是一个很短的时间。
It's not too short a time.
也不是一个很长的时间。
Not too long.
但是也是经历过一些事情。
But I experienced something.
但是我感谢神。
Thank God.
因为神给我预备一个好的环境。
But because God has prepared me a good environment.
因为在我第一年出来施工的时候
the first year when I served the Lord,
也就是西岸特会的第一次开始
that's the first WCCC
所以这个将近20年参加了差不多每一次的西岸特会都是给我一些原则上的指导
in the past 20 years I attended all the West Coast Christian ConferenceAnd I have been taught, be guided by the principles.
我回想起来，如果没有这样的特会，这个神明亮的话语，可能我在服事中间会走很多弯路。
Thinking back, if I did not have those very clear words coming out from these conferences, I would probably have to go through a very crooked route in my service.
因为这些在特会中间讲到神永远的旨意。
Because in the conference, what's being taught about is the eternal purpose of God.
讲到山上的样式
and the pattern on the mountains.
怎么认识神？怎么认识圣灵？认识基督？
And how do we know God? How do we know the Holy Spirit? How do we know Christ?
我想这些都给我很大的帮助。
And these all give me great help.
可能比上几年的神学院还要得到帮助大一些。
And perhaps that would be more helpful than if I have gone to the seminaries.
但是就是这样的话，我觉得在施工中间还是有很多的挣扎跟失败。
But even so, I felt that I had much struggling and failure in my service.
但是感谢神的恩典。
But I thank the grace of the Lord.
一次一次的带我过来。
Once and again, the Lord brought me through.
今天这个孙弟兄讲到这个在我们施工中间要注意要这个弃绝这个天然的智慧
and today our brother was just talking about that in our service we have to abolish the natural wisdom
因为一个施工组的人很容易就看到自己的工作是否有成就
one who serves the Lord very easily would pay attention to whether my work is successful
弟兄姊妹也会常提到，你看某教会前几年才几个人，现在已经有几百个人了。
And brothers and sisters would like to comment that look at that particular church. A few years ago, only a few people. Now, hundreds.
你看我们的教会过了这么多年，还是这么几个人。
Look at our own church after so many years, only those few people.
你看在美国那个马鞍山教会，现在有几万人。
Look at this saddle.Chapel, they have tens of thousands of people.
这些来的时候，就在我心里头会引起一些反应。
These things, when spoken to me, provoke me a little.
但是我们回到主的话里头。
But when I return to the Word of God,
我们不是追求外面的成功。
We are not after the outward success.
看看我们是不是。所侍奉的是侍奉神的旨意呗。
The question is, are we serving the purpose of God?
那我们在教会里头有个大的难处，就是在弟兄姊妹的关顾跟这个探访方面。
And in our church there is a difficulty in the matter of visiting, caring for brothers and sisters.
一开始人少的时候还不觉得。
And when we have only fewer people, that wasn't much of a problem.
后来人就越来越多。
But when we have more people,
特别是最近这几年的话，很多从国内来的朋友来到加拿大以后，他们信了主了。
Especially in recent years, there were many friends who came from mainland China to Canada, and then later they received the Lord.
本来在教会里头，差不多这些弟兄姊妹我都能够认得的。
And originally in the church, I knew everyone.
但是后来呢，连我有好多人我都不太认得。
And later, I couldn't even recognize many.
那么弟兄姊妹都说，这个看见他，不知道他到底是从哪来的，觉得很困惑。
And oftentimes when people, brothers and sisters will say, I see somebody, I don't know where he comes from, and it's quite puzzling.
所以我们就想，那我们应该做这方面的工作，来关顾，来探访他。
So we think that we should actually beef up this aspect of work, that we would care for them, we'll visit them.
我们试过几次
，We tried several times，
还没有成功
，Not successful。
跟弟兄姊妹在一起说，那我们应该分开区来探访。
And then brothers and sisters say, well, let's divide into different district, and we start.
有的说，我们应该分成 cell group。
And some say suggest that we should have this thing called cell group。
有的说，在香港有什么经验，我们应该向他们学习。
And some say that there are some experience in Hong Kong we should learn from.
我们做了一下。
We try.
找一些弟兄姊妹来。
We find some brothers and sisters.
给他们分，你就照顾这两个人，他照顾那两个人。
And we say, you take care of these two, and you take care of that two.
好，分给他们以后，他们真的去找保护了。
And then after that, they really went to visit them.
照顾完了以后，就没有下文。
But after caring for them, there's no follow-up.
那又再过一段时间又再需要开会，再来布置。
And then later we have another meeting to figure out what to do.
但是还是不行。
Still nothing.
经过这些多次的这样的尝试以后
，And after several trials,
后来我自己想一想，到底我们关心弟兄姊妹是靠这个组织的安排呢，还是我们里面有没有爱？
Then I asked myself, when we care for brothers and sisters, should we go by organizational ways, or is it, do we have real love?
可能这些方法在别的教会用得很成功。
Maybe these methods were used successfully in other churches.
但是在我们这个地方，好像神就不让我们成功一样的。
But it seems that in our church, God did not let us.To succeed.
这就叫我们回到里面来看一看，到底我们应该怎样做。
So this brought us back to the in to return to the inside to see what we should do.
我们正是需要，后来我们弟兄姊妹说，我们应该在主面前好好的祷告。
And then brother and sister says that we should really pray before the Lord.
求神把这样的爱充满在我们里面。
Asking God to fill us.
把这些负担放在我们里面
，That indeed put a burden in our hearts，
在里面做出来的才真正是在神面前算得数的。
And only the work from inside can be counted before。
所以我们正是在这个地方，也是在这件事情上学习了一些功课。
So we learned some lessons in this respect。
另外一个，我在教会里头侍奉，觉得最难的就是人跟人的关系。
And the second thing is, I find was the most difficult in serving in the church is the relationship between the people.
因为我的性格比较急。
I'm actually a more anxious person.
你看起来我表面的话好像不太说话的。
On the surface, I don't say very much.
但是我里面实在是说。看见一些工作应该做的没有做，我心里都非常焦急。
But actually, I'm anxious when I see things that need to be done and not done.
刚出来侍奉的时候，我就觉得我们弟兄姊妹好像这个在翻圣经的时候非常慢。
And when I first started to serve, I feel the brothers and sisters turn the Bible too slow.
所以这个你在讲台上 说读哪一篇圣经啊，哪一节圣经，好长时间都没有翻到。
So when the speaker say that we'll turn to this scripture, it takes brothers and sisters a long time to get to that point.
所以我就跟弟兄姊妹说，我们好好的要把圣经的这些目录好好读一读。
So I told brothers and sisters that we should really understand, remember the orders of chapters in the Bible.
后来当我们以后一说的话，在哪一章哪一节，你们就立刻能够翻得到。
So later, when we say that, you know, what chapter and what verse, you should quickly get there.
回来以后，有个年长的弟兄跟我说。
And then later, an elder brother told me.
他说你这个办法根本是行行不通的。
He said your way does not work.
是啊，到现在为止，再怎么说的话，还是需要告诉他们，在第几页要翻到那第几页，才能找到那卷圣经。
So today, you really have to also help brothers and sisters. You have to turn page XYZ to get that particular verse.
所以这我就觉得实在是在这个事情上给我很大的一个提醒。
So in this particular matter, it gives me a reminding.
在服事主上不能用自己的一些这个方法。
In serving the Lord, I cannot use my own methods.
在这个弟兄姊妹的相处的问题。
Now, when brothers and sisters get together,
也有存在一些问题。
There are also problems.
但是一开始我并不觉得我自己有多大问题。
And at the beginning, I did not feel that those are my problems.
这个问题应该都是别人的问题。
Those problems are other people's problems.
但是为什么老是有这些问题产生呢？
But how come these problems are always there?
哦，后来神光照我。
Then the Lord illuminated me.
当你跟弟兄姊妹有问题的时候，首先要看看你自己。
When you have an issue with brothers and sisters, the first one you should look at is yourself.
因为为什么老是有问题呢？就是我有我的意思。
And why there are always some problems? It is because that I have my opinion.
他有他的意思。
And he has his opinion.
一百个人就有一百个意思。
We have 100 people have 100 opinions.
所以就不能够有达到这个。
And then we cannot have oneness.
所以在就看到的是不要照我的意思，那叫照主的意思。
But then I see that not my will but thy will be done.
那么就在这方面来多多来学习。
Then we learn this lesson.
好，就听个声。
I have a problem. I do not like one. I do not look like one of Karen's problems.
我记得去年我在中国有一次一个聚会，对，头一天晚上是一位很会讲十字架的李弟兄做见证，第二天是我做见证。
And last year when I was in China, there was a meeting. The first session, a brother, he gave a testimony. He oftentimes talk about the cross. The second day.My turn.
后来有一个姊妹就问，为什么你们两个的见证这么不一样？
And the sister then asked, how come the testimonies of you and him are so different?
因为我实在觉得在中国大陆里面很多弟兄姊妹啊，他们那个样子都跟我们不一样，他们都是黑黑的、硬硬的，我们是白白胖胖。
And I find that in mainland China, brothers and sisters look different from me. I look white and fat.
但是我觉得在我们跟随主、服侍主的路上，我们多多少少都会学到一点点。
But I believe that when we are following the Lord, more or less we learn something.
我愿意就讲一点点我在开始追求在做学生的时候服侍主的时候，第一次好像觉得有一点点十字架的味道。
I want to share one thing. When I was a student.When I learned to follow the Lord, there was the first time I felt some sense of the work of the cross.
我记得当我那个时候有一位年长的姊妹曾经告诉我，她说，如果你要怕吃苦，我告诉你一个秘诀。
One elder sister told me that if you are afraid of suffering, of suffering, then I tell you a secret. That you have to obey the will of the Lord in a hurry. So I was actually very pure and I was obedient. And indeed, because of this, I suffered little. At that time, I love the Lord and I'm more pure. For any matter, I actually have myself open. And when I was in college, I served in a group that's like in Tabar City. I served there.
就是在也是中国人的啊，聚会。那在那个，我好像很自然的就在查经班里面，就是教会里面负一点责任，好像别人就觉得好像你是一个属灵的人嘛。
And that was actually at a Chinese gathering at school, it's a Bible study, and I have some responsibility, and obviously other people thought that I am somehow a spiritual person.
我的确也很感谢主啊，给我们有这样的机会啊，我是在鼓励弟兄姊妹，我们真是应该啊。热心吃不敞开的啊，我们很真诚的来爱我们的主，侍奉我们的主。
I thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity at that time. I actually encourage brothers and sisters to actually open yourself to serve the Lord without reservation.
我那个时候一放假呢，我就回旧金山到黄茂贤弟兄家去住。
And when we have a school break, I would go back to San Francisco and actually live in the house of Brother Wong.
我记得。很清楚，那天早上我起来以后，觉得里面非常的喜乐。
And that morning I got up, joy filled my heart.
我觉得那个草地非常的美。
And when I see the pasture, it looks really green.
其实我那个时候经历很浅的，我不知道是主与我同在。
And I did not have much experience at that time. I did not know that indeed the Lord's presence was with me.
那晚上祷告聚会的时候呢？我们都是跪下来祷告，就把灯关起来，我的圣殿啊。但是我后来祷告完了，我都数得起来。
And at that time that night when I went to the prayer meeting, we turned off the light to save the power. But when after the meeting, I really did not want to get up.
我说弟兄姊妹，今天祷告真好啊，主真是在我们当中。那我看看别的弟兄姊妹好像没什么反应。
And I was so excited. I said that so good today, the Lord's presence is in the midst of us, but as I look around, there's no response. The second morning, I know the reason. And there's a telephone call coming. And that's at the Bible study place. And they said, well, come back, and we have a problem in the church.
就是因为有一对弟兄姊妹，他们马上就要结婚。
And that is their a brother and a sister. They want to get married quickly, immediately.
那这个姊妹呢，回到香港以后呢，就预备还有不久就要嫁给这个弟兄，所以他就没有找别的地方住，就住在这个弟兄的客厅里。
或者
弟兄住在客厅里边，反正他们这么说的。
So this sister is going to go back to Hong Kong. They're going to get married soon. Before they get married, because there's no time to find another place, she will live in the same house as the brother, or a different room.
那是在美国结婚啊。那后来呢？
They'll come back to the United States to get married.
那弟兄姊妹就发现这个问题，觉得很不合宜。那跟他们讲，他们也悔改了。但是呢，教会里面就有两种的看法。
And they told. Brothers and sisters think this is not proper, so they fellowship to them and they repented. But from that point on, there were two different opinions in the church.
Because they thought they were pure, but they did this was not appropriate. The church's local brothers thought they should continue to do this wedding.
They felt that they didn't do anything wrong, but it's not proper. But brothers. Feel that they should continue to
教会的里面，尤其是在我们查经班级学生里面，弟兄姊妹很单纯很爱主，觉得这神已经没有见证了，所以教会不能给他政治证婚。
So in the church and particularly in the Bible study, for us who are so pure, we feel that this is no testimony. We should not give them the wedding.
那我那个时候呢，算是在查经班里面做代代的。
Now, I actually had a leading role in the Bible study.
所以就把我马上抓回去，你要帮忙解决这个问题。
So they call me, they say, you have to come back and help to solve this problem.
那我在主面前，祷告，我觉得这个事情应人是给牧给人种的啊，因为这个请帖已经发了，这个他们觉得也是没有问题。那我是觉得是不是我们应该来比较？
So I felt at that time the invitation of wedding already sent out. Now, and brothers and sisters feel it's okay. Should we just go ahead with it?
所以这件事情对我来讲啊，我以后提醒弟兄姊妹啊，我们这个事，这个男女的事情，我们要清清楚楚，千万不要有这个不清楚的这个关系，不然影响教会的见证。
So here I want to tell brothers and sisters that we have to be very clear and very clean about the arrangement between brother and sisters, between man and woman. We have to be very careful, otherwise it will affect the testimony of the church.
但是这件事情呢，就给我带来很大的压力。
But this particular matter gives me great pressure.
那些教会就同时分裂了。
And at that time the church was divided.
本来呢，他们觉得我是一个绝对的、很属灵的人。
And originally they thought that I'm very absolute, I'm very spiritual.
今天我去参加那个婚礼。
But then I went to the wedding.
那好像两边看我都不是人。
And it seems that both sides hated me. They think that I'm wrong.
那个时候其实我刚刚出来追求也生命很肤浅。
And at that time I just started to serve the Lord. My life was actually very shallow.
我说这么单纯，我这个爱主来侍奉主，叫你们这些人来看我，这边人这么看我，那边这么看我，很冤枉啊，觉得里面很受委屈。
So I felt that I have this heart to serve the Lord. Now both sides, you brothers and sisters on both sides have such a view of me, and I feel really unfair to me.
而且在那段的日子里面，我里面实在很爱。
At that time, I actually loved the Lord. I actually loved brothers and sisters.
因为我是在一个不信主的家里面来长大。
I actually grew up in an unbelieving family.
我因为信主跟随主，我家里面给我很大的压力。
And because I love the Lord, I want to follow the Lord. My family gave me great pressure.
那我里面当有难处的时候，我就想，哎呀，我这么单纯的爱主。五年甚至因为主的缘故，我甚至跟家里的人疏远，来跟弟兄姊妹一起庆祝。为什么大家这样看？
Now at that time I felt I really loved the Lord, and even at the cost of having a distance with my own family, how come brothers and sisters will look at me with such a view?
但是我里面好像就是有一点灰心，想后退，或者想，哎呀。为什么要这样做呢？
I was much despair. I thought, why do I do this?
我不知道弟兄姊妹可能在不同的环境里面，你可能有问过 why 为什么要这么傻来这么完全赤裸敞开的来爱弟兄姊妹，来爱主的。
Now, perhaps in your own circumstances, you may feel that you know I love the Lord, I love brothers and sisters without reservation, but how come? How come I do? It seems.I do this foolish thing.
但是感谢赞美主。
But I thank and praise the Lord.
我就想到头一天主给我的经历。
And it's reminded me of my first experience with the Lord.
他把他自己完全给了我。
He gave me himself fully.
我们为他受一点的委屈，这个算得了什么？
If we are shortchanged a little bit because of him, it counts nothing.
我觉得这一点点小小的经历，从我在大学的时候开始，我觉得主仍然保守我，向着主有一个完全没有保留的心。
And I really thank the Lord since my college time this little experience started that I have an unreserved faith.
刚才在教会里面,
heart toward the Lord.
侍奉的时候,
when you serve the Lord in the church,
有人说聪明的人呢就是稍微要保护一下自己
and they say that a wise man will protect himself.
弟兄姊妹，你不是保护你自己，你是失去了主向你施恩的机会。
And you're really not protecting yourself. You have lost a chance for the Lord to give you grace.
当你全心把自己放在聚会的里面，放在神的跟前来。
When you put yourself forth before God and before brothers and sisters and serve Him without reservation.
可能有一些误会，可能有一些伤痕。
And there may be a misunderstanding, there may be wounds.
但是主自己先把加倍的恩典给你。
And Lord Himself will give you double portion of the grace.
所以我就是在这里稍微交通一点点的。
So this is a little I have.
我想弟兄姊妹啊，因为这个五点钟到七点半这个时间蛮长的，所以我们这个吃饭大家晚一点去，但大概过稍微过几分钟没关系，我按时间去。So
our brother is asking us to be patient and have a few more minutes here. Ask Brother Jose.
we are serving what is already done in the Lord Jesus.
因此我们侍奉神是在主耶稣已经立定好的已经做完的事情上。
We are not doing anything new.
我们不是做一件新事。
We are simply allowing what's already done, making all that real with us.
我们只是要让主耶稣所已经做完的事情那件事情真真实实做在我们里面。
And so our service is on a sure foundation.
因此我们的侍奉是在一个稳定的根基上。
So one brother says, once we are in Christ, we are in the heavenlies.
所以有一个人说有一个弟兄说我们一旦是在基督里我们就是在天属天的基督。
Stay there, don't come down.
停在那边不要下来。
But if we come down, we bring heavens down.
我们下来的时候我们要把天带下来。
That's how we saw.
这就是我们如何。
Now I just want to briefly share a couple of things.
我再想要快的说两件事。
At one of the young people's conference in the Far East,
在远东有一次有个青年的聚会。
We have a questions and answer period.
有一次问答的时间。
And one question was put to us in this one.
有一个问题是这样。
The Lord knew that Peter was going to deny him three times.
主耶稣已经知道彼得要三次否认他。
And then the question, why didn't the Lord prevent Peter from falling into that difficulty?
问题是为什么主不防止彼得要落在那个光景。
The Lord knew ahead of time that Peter was going to deny him three times. Why didn't the Lord prevent it?
说主既然已经知道彼得要否认他三次，为什么主不拦阻主的彼得做这个事呢？
That is our problem.
那是我们的问题。
We want to avoid failures.
我们要避免失败。
But brothers and sisters in our service.
但是弟兄姊妹在我们的服事里
failure is unavoidable.
失败是不可避免。
But the Lord said to Peter, Peter, Simon, Simon, I don't set to seat you like wheat, but I pray for you that your faith will not fail you.
就是说西门彼得撒旦要塞你像塞麦子一样我已经为你祷告让你不失败。
And thank God, in it everything can fail us.
我们感谢神任何事情都可以让我们失败。
But if our faith in him is kept intact,
但是若是我们对他的信不受影响，没有影响，
then we can go on.
我们人就可以往前。
Because faith is victory.
因为信心是得胜的。
So what is it? We have to serve by faith, not by sight.
因此，弟兄姊妹，我们的服事是凭信心，不凭眼见。
Because the object of our service is not people and things, it's the Lord himself.
因为我们侍奉的对象。不是事，也不是人，是主自己。
So our gaze should be upon the Lord Himself.
因此，我们的眼光是需要一直看到主自己。
So do not be afraid of failures.
所以不要怕失败。
Because we are all failures.
因为我们都是失败。
And one brother said, the most dangerous thing with Christian in our service is success.
有一个弟兄说，对我们基督徒来说，最危险的事情。
That is a greatest temptation.
那是一个极大的、最大的试探。
That is our greatest danger.
那也是最大的危险。
And bonus of this,
弟兄姊妹
oftentimes it's through our failures we learn to depend on Him more fully than ever.
经常是在我们的失败的当中，我们学到怎么样来靠他。
And our whole life is to learn the lesson.Utterly dependent on Him and on Him alone.
我们去一辈子学的功课就是来仰靠他，也只仰靠他。
And so on that cross, on that Calvary, on that cross, on that historical event.
因此，在那个加略，在那个十字架上，在那个历史上的那个事件。
Everything that's not of God will all renew once forever.
所有不是属于神的事情。一次永远的被除掉。
And upon his resurrection, based upon his resurrection,
根据他的复活
，God will do something new altogether.
神要做一个新事。
Again, God's work only God Himself can do.
神的工作只有神自己可以做。
And as we heard this week,
我们这一周所听到
，to do or to work is first to learn to not to work.
人要做事是第一个要知道的事情，要不做。
Because our work oftentimes hinders his
work. 因为我们的工作经常是他的工作的拦阻。
And our work is simply to let him work. Our work is simply to let him work.
我们的工作是要让他工作。
So may the Lord give us wisdom.
是求主给我们智慧。
And this conference to me is very crucial.
这一次的特会对我来说是非常重要。
Because attaining or arriving at that purpose, fulfilling that purpose is the way is the purpose.
因为要达到那个旨意，达到那个目的，那个路呢，只是在十字架上。
Now what does that mean?
什么意思？
The natural man has no point.
这个天然人没有地位。
God himself will do it.
只有神可以做这样的事。
And in the end, it's unto his glory.
到最后，荣耀归给他。
Precious name of Lord Jesus. Amen.